His word was high in my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, and to the Savior whose kingdom is set. One Savior, crucified, raised and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag, and to the citizens of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
All right, still pray for all those folks who are still without power, or ones that's up in the western part of North Carolina, east part of Tennessee, and I think Georgia is pretty hard hit. What about South Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down in there too, yeah.
Let's pray for all these places. Pray for these folks. There's a lot of people that's missing, dead. Yeah, what?
Hundreds.
Hundreds, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unreal. So let's just pray for them. All right. Joseph Smith, Dean, Teresa Smith, David, Carol Buck, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Geraldine Swantz, Lass Keegan, Children's Home in India, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maggie, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Johnson family, Frankie Luanda family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Abby, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jan Eagle, Bill Gisby, Devin Poppy, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Morgan Little, Rose Buck, Jacob Ruiz, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buff, Amy Claude, Lisa Buff, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Miss Brown, Richard Danny Black, Cindy Rachel Hale, Conley family, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Randy, Tim Singerlin, Randy Loman, Sherry's dad and sister, Barry Brown, Scotty, Kim Walker, Kevin Shook, Jacob Banner, Chris Crawley, Ben Reed, Darius Moser, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Christy Waters' daughter, Christine Hensley, Bill and Patsy Penley, Geraldine Chapman, David Carver family, Craig Stillwell, and preacher Dwight Long.
You can take Ben Singleton off that. I thought he'd take that text, that means okay.
Okay.
So, take him off.
That's good.
I want you to put on there a fellow named Mike. I met him at the fair, and he's a Christian, and he said he raised this young up Christian, but his son killed a man, or beat a man in a hammer, in the head with a hammer, and is in jail in Cleveland County, and this book, Mike, that's the boy's dad, that's the man I met, you know, but the thing about it is, if the man that he beat, he's never going to be the same, you know, I mean, he hit him 13 times with a hammer, and did kill him, but, you know, Mike was crying over that fella, so it's really more about that fella and Mike. But his son's in prison, but, you know, I mean, Lord.
Yes.
Just put Mike.
That's what it means, put Mike. We kind of know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, has anybody got anything on your heart?
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me and making me. And I would like to thank the Lord for letting me have friends on TikTok. And I still need my driver's license. And I'm worried that this if the state says I'm not, if I'm not capable of driving, I would have to give up. So I would like to ask the Lord to help me prove the state that I am capable and worth, that I'm capable of driving.
Two linemen killed this week. So, you know, they're putting their life at jeopardy to help others. And folks, I'm going to tell you, I talked to some people this morning that's been up there. If you don't have to go up there, don't go up there. It's dangerous. If people are desperate and they're getting mean and ornery. It's just understandable. Man hungry, thirsty. I can't fault him. Because I know that he's fighting for his life. He's in a bad situation. So, you know. But, you know, I do want the church to kind of heal. All right. All the candles coming through.
family's name is breaking it by the love of their missing, and they don't know their letter, alive or dead. Lord, just pray that you will be comforting these souls. Lord, that you will help these people as they, Lord, go through this, the rest of the storm that they're going through. Lord, just pray, God, that you will be with them and help them and lead them down. Lord, I know tonight that they need comfort. And Lord, we know that you are comfort. Lord, just pray, God, that you bring comfort to those that may be laying out there still in the woods somewhere lost. Hungry, thirsty, cold. Lord, just pray, God, that you bring relief to them. And Lord, those ones that are, you know, in shelter, their whole life is turned upside down tonight. I would pray for these folks that you give them comfort in this hour. Lord, that you be with them. I would pray, Lord, that you will give us the means, Lord, to help folks to be able to get the things that they need and to be able to send it to them. Lord, just pray, God, that you would just fill the hearts of this nation, Lord, that it will have compassion on these folks in these areas that has been hit so hard. Lord, pray, God, that you would give us compassion, Lord, for the ones that, Lord, that are hurt. And I would pray that you would, again, be with them. I would pray, Lord, that your hand and kindness and grace and bread upon them. Lord God, that you would be with them and guide them and use them tonight on your own. Lord, just pray, God, this week that you give us in the help of someone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Many the burdens that we have to bear. Jesus the King. When you are burning down with troubles and cares, bring on and offer God will answer your prayers. When Paul and Silas were thrown in jail, they did not worry who would go.
Exercise. forgivable.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me, and I want to thank the Lord for everything He does. I know a lot of people suffer right now, and I've been praying and praying, and He know, like Rachel said, He know what they need, you know. But too, I'm thanking Him because He always takes care of us.
Amen.
I don't lose my power, I don't lose what, I don't lose nothing. The only thing I lost is the whatever it is for the cable and the telephone.
The Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but everything else we good and home.
Amen.
I thank Him for taking care of our stuff, you know, what we need.
Amen.
Well, how about trying to sing this song?
Well,
standing on the promise of Christ, is of Christ my King. Through eterno ages let His praise ring. Glory in the highest, in which I sing. Standing in the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing in the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, standing in the promises of God. Standing in the promise that can not fail when the holy storm and fair of seal by the living word of God, I shall prevail. Standing in the promises of God, standing, standing, standing in the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing, standing in the promises of God. Standing in the promise I can see, perfect present cleansing and the glow for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ made free. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing in the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I standing on the promises of God. Standing in the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to hang eternally by laws and strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's word. Standing in the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit call. Resting in my Savior as my dovedo. Standing on the promise as of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I standing on the promises of God. Sweet is the song I sing again today. I redeem, I redeem. Troubles and sorrow, it vanish the way. I've been redeemed. I redeem by Lord divine. Glory, glory, Christ. is mine. All to him an adoration I've been redeemed. Great is my joy, now onward as I go. I've redeemed. All the way onward, my presence shall flow. I've been redeemed.
somebody had made. It's probably been sitting there for, I don't know how it's been judged, and it was sitting there, so it's not for sale or anything, but man, my aunts found that stuff, and most of it was cakes and candies and cookies and that stuff, and that place was covered in ants, man. They had a man come in there and spray. It's a black fella, you know. He's a real nice fella. And I got to talking to him, and we was talking there, and he said he usually goes down there to the seat that the horses in. They see, he said that, but there wasn't no horses down there, but there was a donkey down there. And he asked that man if that was like the kind that Jesus might have rode on, if he thought that might be what Jesus rode on. And that man said, yeah, it probably was. And he showed him there's a cross on the back of those donkeys right back here. And a lot of them, it's a certain kind. They call it the Jerusalem kind, is what someone told me. I'm not sure. But there's a cross on them. And he said, ain't that something? You know, everything the Lord touches, he leaves his mark on. Was telling me, he said, you know, that's how we ought to be. People ought to know that we've been with Jesus. You know? And man, I went away from there, and I'll tell you what, the Lord just was all over that man, you know, and it just helped me. Man, it just got good in there. I couldn't quit praising the Lord, you know, there at the fair. You know, I was going to see him when I left. You know, I asked him about something. There's a show going on there, some guy getting out of a straitjacket. I said, man, that guy's, did you see that? And he said, yeah, that man's flexible. And I told him, I said, I'd see him later. Have a good night. He said, keep me in your prayers. Man, it hit me again. I said, I praise the Lord all the way from Shelby home to Lincoln. Man, I mean, you know, that's just, and it should be that way. That fellowship between Christians like that. It should be that way, but you know, they should know we've been with Jesus. They should know. But to know we've been with Jesus, we got to spend time with Jesus. You know, I mean, we can't know we've been with Jesus if we don't ever spend any time with him. I mean, how could you? You know, if you can't, if you don't spend time with him. You can pray if you want to, Christians. Let you sit down.
Oh, Heavenly gracious Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for this time that you give us to be here in this house. Lord, I thank you, Father, that we're all here able to be here. That we weathered through and we're able to be in the house of God tonight. There's many tonight that wish, I know, that they can be in the house of God here. Lord, we just pray for them. Lord, it's one thing for certain. You don't have to be in your house to be in your presence. And we thank you for that. Pray now for this word that's going to be read. It's going to be read. And Lord, we pray, God, that your hand sustains, that you will bless them.
Some of this, and this is just kind of what the Lord, you know, I pray every time a preacher asks me, I start praying, Lord, give me what you have, you know, and usually he sure he does, but it's not like the way that I'd like it, you know, I mean, so I think you just like, you know, just magnify him, you know, just lift him up, and he gives you the scripture, and the word of God works, it's alive, so, you know, and the Holy Ghost moves on it, you know. And I think the Lord honors, I know he honors this King James Bible, you know. He does. It's his word given to us. But this is Peter, and, you know, Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles. So pretty much this is Peter writing to Jews that are scattered around in different countries. But the middle wall partition's been broken down. We get everything that they get. I mean, we've been grafted in. Plus, we've been, you know, we've been born into his family. But, you know, but he's writing to these Jews. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father.
sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. You know, there was a Jewish church in them days. It's not so much that way anymore, but they're the ones that started it out. All them people from Jerusalem, you know, it was the Jewish church. They went out everywhere after the, you know, persecution from, what's his name there? The one that killed all the babies, the, you know, Herod. Persecution of Herod when he started, you know, when he killed James and threw Peter and John, you know, there was that persecution started and they were scattered out. It said they went everywhere preaching the gospel. Well, them were all Jewish people. Them was all the Jewish church. And they went other places, you know. Paul, when he would go, he'd go to the synagogue and preach to them, but I guess they were plenty of Jewish people in the church too back in them days, you know, that did believe. Not all, but most of them did. You know, God blinded them after they rejected it at Pentecost there. He blinded them, but, you know, elect according to the foreknowledge, I read that, elect according to the foreknowledge of God and God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And I was thinking about that, begotten us again. I really didn't understand that, you know. And then I got thinking maybe, and I have to look that word up again, because sometimes that word again means, you know, it don't really, it's kind of like not a second time, you know, like it happened first and then it happened again. Not like that, but it's, I think, I'm not sure, but it has another definition that means, you know, like just a starting out thing. I'm not sure, but I mean, the way that reads is be like, you know, he hadn't gotten them before, but then I was reading in Hosea today, and it was telling where the Lord said you wouldn't be my people anymore, that he was gonna he was done with them. So, you know, I mean, he was mad. That's when he was, you know, he sent them off to Babylon and stuff. But then he goes a little farther and he tells them where he was going. He's gonna make a covenant with them. And I think that's when Jesus died and rose again, that they'd be his people forever. They'd never cast them off again because, well, you know, I mean, God hasn't. I don't know why God does what he does, and none of us do. But, you know, I mean, he was telling that day it was his wife, and he, you know, he didn't like putting away a divorcement, but that, you know, he was angry with them, you know. So I guess that maybe that's begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You know, I mean, those Jews are taken care of to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. And did you see that on the news that they're bombing Israel again? They've been bombing them for the last few days from Iran, shooting missiles in there again. So, I mean, this thing could be getting close to the end. We might be getting out of here. But to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And I'm glad we're kept by the power of God, and God's the one that keeps us, you know. I'm glad it ain't left up to us to keep ourselves. And God keeps us, because, man, I can't keep myself. Ain't nobody can. You know, I mean, it's just amazing how people think that, you know, that we have control of that stuff, you know, but he's kept us by the power of God through faith, and that's what it is. It's all faith, you know. It's trusting in him, believing in him, unto salvation ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. And that's why I'm glad it keeps us, because we are in manifold, in fact, sometimes get in manifold temptations. And that don't just mean temptations to sin. I mean, you know, when you're in trouble, you can be tempted to doubt the Lord. You can be tempted to quit. I mean, there's all kinds of temptation that are not just somebody trying to entice you to do something. You know what I mean? That's a temptation too. But I mean, there's all kinds of trials and temptations. But this, it tells in the next verse, it says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. You know, and that, the Lord says in another place over there that when he returns, his reward is with him. You know, I mean, so that's, and it says that the appearing of Jesus Christ is more, you know, that is what it is. The trial of your faith being more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So he's going to reward us for, you know, I mean, for staying in there, you know, for keeping the faith and trusting in him and looking to him, you know. And that's what I know, I've said it abundance, but I want to finish well, you know. I do. I want to finish well. I mean, not so much for a bunch of rewards and stuff, but before the way I have to face him and stand before him, that I don't want it to be, you know, so much wasted and ashamed that I didn't. And I think that's what's going to be our, that's probably, I mean, other than lost loved ones and stuff, that's probably going to be where the tears come from when we get to heaven, is we wasted all that time down here, and now it's over with, and we didn't pray, and we didn't fast, and we didn't, you know, we didn't witness, we didn't tell people. I mean, you know, pretty soon they're going to make it where it's against the law to witness and to preach the gospel. But we're not doing it now when it's free. I mean, when it's not, when we don't get persecuted for it, you think we'll be doing it then? You know, I mean, right now we have freedom to do it. And how much do we do it? You know, how many people do we witness to in a week, or tell about Jesus? You know, I mean, or talk to them, you know, or even pray for us. Spend time alone just praying for that one person that, you know, maybe God puts on your heart. And I think that's where a lot of tears might come from. I don't know that. But, you know, I mean, we're only here for a short time.
Yeah.
And what's more important? I mean, people's souls is the most important thing in this world, because they're going to go to a literal hell and burn forever and ever and ever. And the only way to reach them is through the Word of God and through prayer. I mean, praying to the Lord to convict them and open their eyes to water that seed and to make it grow until they say, Lord, you know, I'm lost, save me. You know, and that's how God does that. It pleased him by the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe and witness. And in that witness, this is a preaching too. It's telling the gospel. You know, that he died on the cross and rose again the third day. That's the gospel, you know. But his reward is with him when he comes back. Who having not seen you love, meaning we do. And whom though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And that's kind of where I wanted to get to. You know, that joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's kind of like when I was with that fellow. I mean, I could just feel the Spirit just come on me. And you just wanted to praise God and thank him. And God is real. And man, it's just good when God gets real, you know. I mean, sometimes we know he's real. I mean, it's in there. And we know it in our heart. And we love it. And we pray to him and seek it. But when he just comes by and helps you, you just know that he's real. And it's real. That's when it's good. You know, with that joy unspeakable and full of glory. Because, you know, I was thinking about that stuff with that man, you know, and that's what he said. And it's over here in Acts. And where is that here? Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. That's in Acts 4:13. But I mean, you know, people should know that we've been with Jesus.
Yep.
You know, that was just the thing that I was thinking about there, you know? I mean, and that's just what he told to me about that donkey's having that mark on them, you know? And, you know, the Lord does put a mark on us. We are marked. I mean, over here in Ezekiel, it talks about this man that goes through and marks. It says, I'll read this right here. You don't have to turn there. It said, he cried also in mine ears with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. And behold, six men came from the way of a higher gate, which lieth toward the north, and every man a slaughter weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen, with a writer's ink pen by his side. And they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. And the glory of God of Israel was gone up from the cherub, whereupon he was, to the threshold of the house. And he called to the man clothed with the linen, which had the writer's ink horn by his side. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that are done in the midst thereof. You know? I mean, the Lord marks his people. This was the people that were repentant, you know, that didn't want going along with all the stuff, the idol worship and all the stuff that was going on in Jerusalem over there when they were, you know, going to destroy the city and stuff. I mean, lo and God was going to do it. These were the men that cried and wept over the sin of their people, you know. I mean, God put a mark on them. And it says, and to the others he said in my hearing, go ye after him through the city and smite. Let not your eye spare, neither have you pity. Slay utterly, old and young, both maids and little children and women. But come not near any man who is the mark. I mean, God saved those men that were praying and weeping over those people in Jerusalem. And God, and so they were his children, you know. I mean, in different places, God has a remnant set out in Israel. It was like with Elijah when he said he was the only one left, and God said, I'll reserve 7,000 men that have not bowed the knee to Baal, you know, to Baal or whatever. But God has a remnant. He has a people, you know, and we should be that people. I mean, you know, he does put a mark on those. You know, we do have a mark of the Lord. I mean, we've got the Holy Ghost inside of us, and we've been born again. We're a new creature, a new creation. You know, you can't get to heaven without being that new creature. I mean, it's not a reformed creature, you know. I mean, reformed is taking the same old thing and shaping it different. This is a reborn creature. This is a new creature. It's born of God. It's not this old stuff fixed up. This is God inside it. That's born of God. That's that new creature. And then another place over here, I was thinking about that. I mean, I was thinking of God. Also here, he, let's see, where's this at? Oh, man. I mean, I should mark these things. I just put a book marker in there where it's at. Writes that down. That's talking about my son. You know, that's down there fellowship of hate them and rejected them and, you know, despised them, wicked and lost and sinful, but he loved us enough to let him go through that. You know he loves us. You know he cares about us, especially even now that we've received his truth and been saved and do love him and do want to serve him and seek him. And, well, that's all I have for Easter. I know it was a whole lot.
Lord, we pray that you put someone in our life.